SBS Radio.
Joining us today on SBS Radio is the Philippine Honorary Consul of Victoria, Felix Pintado. Good day, Felix. Thanks for your time. I know it's been a busy week for you, especially that the mobile consular mission is upcoming.
Yes, it starts next week, Monday.
15th to 19th of January. Is this a yearly service that we do?
This is an annual service that's provided by the Philippine Embassy in Canberra. So it's a special team that comes from the embassy to Melbourne. They do a round of all the capital cities. Because I guess it's important for the Filipino community in Victoria to realize that the Philippine consulate in Melbourne cannot process applications for new or renewal of passports, and we can't actually conduct the oath-taking for dual citizenship. So there are two things that the consulate cannot do because they are the they belong to the embassy.
Mm.
And that's why a special team from the embassy has to come to Melbourne to do this each year.
Okay, so this is a once-in-a-lifetime event, yeah?
It is for people who want to save themselves a trip to Canberra or to Sydney to undertake it, because that's the only other way that they can do it. Because only the embassy in Canberra or the consul general in Sydney can do passports and oath-taking.
What sort of assistance and service are we giving during the mission?
So during the mission, the team from Canberra will process new applications and renewals of passports. I have asked the embassy if there was anything in particular they wanted me to pass on. So the following consular services will be available during the passport mission. First of all, passport renewals, but that will only be for those who have confirmed appointments, okay, with the embassy. So no one can just walk in and request a passport renewal. They'll be denied because they need to have a confirmed appointment, time and date to turn up. The other is oath-taking, again, for those who are qualified dual citizenship applicants. They must also have a confirmed appointment schedule. Again, no walk-ins. You appreciate that a lot of the information has to be processed by the embassy before they can accept an applicant. So to just walk in doesn't make sense. And the third service is registration for overseas absentee voting, or OAV. So the only other thing the embassy has said is that if applicants please arrive on time, because it's a very tight schedule, there were only 640 slots available that the embassy could fit in for the Melbourne visit this year. And they've all been filled, and they were filled very quickly and very early. And so it's a very tight schedule to fit them, all of them in. You need to bring people who are attending at the time of their appointment, need to bring their original passports, the Philippine Statistics Authority or the NSO-issued birth certificate for those who have passports issued before 2009. There were other documents that the embassy specifically required of certain applicants in an email to them, and they must bring those documents in. And the postal money order that has to be made payable to the Philippine Embassy, not the Philippine Consulate, the Philippine Embassy, and that's $108 passport fee per passport. They've also told me, make sure you remind them to wear appropriate attire, a polo shirt for men and a collared blouse for women, especially because they're going to have their passport photos taken. And they can't wear any accessories because they can't be captured in the photo itself, earrings or necklaces or anything like that. And a question I get asked all the time, how long will it take for the passport to be processed? All new passports are generally available after 8 to 10 weeks from the date of the passport appointment. And the reason for that is that the embassy team captures all this information, and then they have to send it to Manila for processing, and then they wait for the passport to come from Manila.
Are they going to collect it from the consulate?
My understanding is that they go directly from Manila. If Manila does not have, or if they get a return of a passport because of the wrong address or something like that, it gets sent back to the embassy, not to the consulate. So the consulate has very little to do with the passport mission because we have to continue to provide consular services here during the time that the team from the embassy is in Melbourne. That's why the team from the embassy does the passport mission at St. Francis Church in the city, in Lonsdale Street. It doesn't do it from the consulate office.
Okay, so where is this going to happen once again, Felix?
Okay, so it's going to happen in the Monastery Hall at St. Francis Church in Lonsdale Street in Melbourne.
Okay. And this year, we also have the first batch of Filipino-Australians who will enjoy a 10-year passport validity.
That's right, because the rules and regulations took effect on the 1st of January this year. And these are the rules and regulations for Republic Act number 10928, which is an act that extends the validity of Philippine passports and amends the previous act called the Philippine Passport Act of 1996. And so what it means is that regular passports issued to Filipinos who are 18 years of age or older at the time of application mm-hmm. will be valid for 10 years. Regular passports issued to Filipinos under 18 years of age at the time of application are valid for 5 years. Mm-hmm. Now, remember that the period of validity is at the discretion of the Department of Foreign Affairs. So if they decide that it has to be less than that, that's up to them. That's up to the department itself to do that. So they may limit the period of validity of passports to less than 10 years. And that's usually whenever it's in the interest of the economy or because of political instability and so on. And it requires that restriction to be made.
And Felix, for our listeners who would like to know more information about the mobile consular mission, where can they visit?
They can visit the embassy website to mm-hmm. begin with. But there is also information that we published, and I wish I'd have it in front of me, but it's a special email address that they must use if they're going to get in contact with the embassy. Because all of this is related to the embassy and not to us. It is very important that they contact the embassy directly and not us. So even just writing directly to the embassy, which is just look at www.philembassy.org.au, and that will have a mobile passport mission on it. I'll just see if I can. I'm just looking for it here among my documents. I should be able to find it very quickly. Here it is. Mobile mission. The email address is mobile mission, one word, at philembassy.org.au. And so all queries will only be responded through that email address provided.
Felix Pintado, the Philippine Honorary Consul of Victoria. Thanks for your time, Felix.
It's a pleasure, Claudette. All the best.
SBS.
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 SBS. SBS Radio.